Thing has started, but we're not going to start for another 45 seconds. Today we're at the last piece of hard Gemara, and Baruch Hashem, I don't know, I hope people brought to the next Perek, because if not, I don't know if we'll get there, but there's a chance that we will get there. Hence how it goes. I have to start marking them. It's starting to accumulate. Not that many, but then somebody's going to walk in, or two people, the heavy batches. The first batch is going to come in, that's like 5 tests, and then the next batch will come in, like 40 tests. You know what I mean? Okay. So, I want to review 3 lines in Gemara from last week, because today we're going to learn...
Did you start recording?
Yes, I did a minute ago. In fact, the first minute will be not learning. It will be just blank. Okay, so I want to review 3 lines from last week's Gemara, because I learned it one way last week, and that's the way we're going to learn it today. And then the Rosh will say, there's a different gear in that Gemara, and learn it a little different. Again, it's not going to be a major impact on Shat, just a 2 ways to have a Gersa in the Gemara. We have our Gersa, which we explained last week, we'll explain again today, and move on to the next piece. And at the end of this piece of Gemara, the Rosh will say, Summer Gairis differently, and he will explain that Gersa as well. In fact, I think that Gersa is easier, but then again, I don't get to pick Gersa as the Rosh does. Okay, so I'm going to start from 4 lines to the bottom, the last word. Ihachi.
What page?
Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. 44a. I don't know if it's 2. I assume it's 2, but I'm not sure. Ihachi, if this is the case, that Rabbi Yaisi agrees that even though a person should be able to change his mind forever, because Rabbi Yaisi holds that Hefker doesn't become the person till somebody, it doesn't leave his possession till somebody is Zaycha. So that Avilu Miyayim Rishonami Lehevi Hefker. So why did Chazal only remove it post 3 days? Why didn't they remove that right of changing your mind before 3 days? That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's answer is, I'm a rabbi bnei Aramoim, I'm afkirin b'hadrim b'hoim. It's because of the cheaters, but they'll be mafkirin, right? And if we say it's no longer theirs, they'll change their mind. Now, biblically, even Drabot, right, biblically speaking, when they change their mind, it is theirs again, and they're chayiv ha-maiser. Because biblically, there's no 3-day rule. So it is chayiv ha-maiser biblically. But rabbinically, the Rabbanan said he can't change his mind. It remains hefker. Right? I'm sorry. No, just the opposite. I'll take it back. The Rabbanan removed the right to change the mind. So post 3 days, biblically, he could change his mind. Rabbinically, he can't change his mind. But during the 3 days, Rabbanan left it alone because they didn't want people to be mafker and then go be kainim and a hefker, because that's what people would do. And if they did it, what would happen is the Raisa would have a hefker. The Raisa wouldn't be hefker. The Rabbanan would be hefker. The Raisa wouldn't be hefker. So therefore, what they did is they said 3 days, you can't change your mind. I'm sorry, 3 days you could change your mind. They left it on the biblical for 3 days. And rabbinically, after 3 days, you can't change your mind.
Zaycha?
Yes. Somebody else can be Zaycha. That was Tup Shatim in the Rosh. We didn't get involved in that now. We'll leave that alone for now. Then, right, we did speak out another Shaila, and that is, right, when Rabbanan said after 3 days, right, according to Rabbi Yaisi, they said, after 3 days, you can't change your mind, but biblically, you could change your mind. What happens to this thing? Is it Chayiv HaMaaser? Because it's Chayiv HaMaaser biblically? Or did the Rabbanan totally remove it out of your possession, and therefore it's Patam and HaMaaser totally? The Rosh had to chant him in that. Again, let's see what happens. Let me set it up again. What happened is, according to Rabbi Yaisi, biblically, you can change your mind limitless. Until somebody picks it up, you can change your mind. That's what Rabbi Yaisi said. after somebody picks it up, you can't change your mind. Came along Drabonin and said, you're undermining the whole institution of Hefker. People are going to say there's no such thing as Hefker, Pratim, and Amayser, because the guy can keep on changing his mind. So he took away the right to change his mind after 3 days. So what happens after those 3 days? The guy wants to change his mind. Drabonin took away his right to change his mind. But biblically, he did change his mind. Biblically, it is Chayav Amayser, because the guy changed his mind. Rabbinically, Drabonin said his change of mind doesn't count, and therefore it is Hefker. So this gray now is Chayav Amayser Midoraisa and Putter Midorabonin. That's what happened. Very unique case. Most of the time, things are Putter Midoraisa and Chayav Midorabonin. This one is the exact opposite. It's Chayav Midoraisa and Putter Midorabonin. So there's two ways the Rosh approaches it. Even Enoch Nami, it is Chayav Midoraisa and Putter Midorabonin, and the guy should give Meiser within itself, because he has to be Meiser from itself, because he can't be Meiser in anything else, because those things are Chayav Midorabonin, and this is Putter Midorabonin. Or, Dr. Rosh, Drabonin took it away from the guy and made it totally whoever is Zaycha, and he's Putter from Meiser completely. Because Drabonin have the ability to take a person's money away. Two ways of the Rosh, but you got it. That's what we said till now. Back to Gemara. Turning the page. The Dilma Asul Asurim in Achiev al Abtur, in Abtur al Achiev. So the Rosh says, that according to the first pshat in the B.I.C., that he's Chayav biblically and he's Putter rabbinically, right? So what's going to happen is the guy will take Meiser from this and something else. You're telling him he's Chayav biblically, right? Aren't you running a risk that this guy will say, I have to take Meiser biblically, and he'll use it to take Meiser on other grain? And really, since it's Putter rabbinically, he can't be Meiser from this on something else or from something else on this. They're not on the same level. A regular grain is Chayav Midoraisa and Midorabanan, and this grain is only Chayav Midoraisa and Putter Midorabanan. So how do you avoid that? Why aren't you afraid that the guy is going to say, listen, I'm giving Meiser off of this, I'm giving Meiser off of this, I'll mix them together and give one Meiser? Why aren't you afraid of that? They told the guy, listen, be careful, don't do it. Don't take Meiser on anything else. And we'd rather take our chances with that than take our chances in undermining the Hefker system. That's what the Gemara is answering. You're right. There's always going to be a fear that this guy is going to go and mix this grain with something else, because in his mind he's Chayav Meiser biblically. So it's Chayav Meiser. So he's going to take other grain. Usually, let me explain. If I have a grain that grows in field one and grain that grows in field two, I can mix the two, or I can take Meiser from one on two or two on one, because they're both Chayav in the same level. But I'm not allowed to take from something that's Putter and something that's Chayav. Something that's Chayav at a higher level than something that's Putter. It's on a lower level. I can't mix levels. Why are we afraid that this guy's going to mix levels? Because he's Putter Midrabanan and Chayav Midoraisa. He's going to view it as Chayav and mix it with something else. Zakti Gemara, you know what? You're right. We're going to tell him not to do it. And we'd rather take our chances with that than to undermine the institution of Hefker that would happen if we let him change his mind. That's what the rest said. Let's read it inside. Zokterash, Veduma Atzil Asurim and Achiev al Abtur. I have it at the first rush of Amid Beis. I don't know where you have it.
Yeah.
The Kivin, the Amid Midaraisa, would have a Hefker with Rabbanon, so it's a Shtakil Teres Hefker. Didn't you say biblically it's not Hefker, but it's only Hefker with Rabbanon? It shouldn't be forgotten. Amid Midaraisa would have a Hefker. Nechish, Duma Atzil Asuri. He'll mix. Why? Kihisavar, Shu Hefker Gomer. He thinks it's Hefker Gomer. Now, the Rush explains it the other way, meaning he looks at it the other way. Let me explain. Rabbinically, interesting, this is a very ray of the Rush, but he is the Rush. Halacha is that a flower pot that has no hole is only obligated rabbinically, not biblically. Right? Hefker is Patamina Meiser. But the halacha is, if somebody makes a pile out of that hefker, he becomes chayav midrabanan. That's the halacha. Let me explain. And on he goes, he picks leket shekrapeyam. He's patur min ha-maisa. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Peya that if this ani were to go and he'd get enough peya to make it into a pile, like he's a grain owner, he's made enough peya, you have to have an amount to make a huge pile and to go through the process. If he picked enough peya for that, Rabbanan said he's chayav the maaser. Midrabbanan, not midoraisa. So this guy will say, listen, the rabbis told me that I don't have to give maaser on this. Right? But I have to rabbinically because I made a pile out of it. Right? So I'll mix it with something else that I'm chayav rabbinically. Like things that grew in a flower pot that don't have a hole. And I'll take maaser. Now here it's worse. Here it's chayav biblically. This is on a higher level. It's the same kasha. You'll mix things on a different level. Flower pot without a hole is only rabbinic. This thing is chayav biblically because biblically he can change his mind. Right? And rabbinically, it's also chayav for a different reason because he made a pile out of it. He'll say, "Oh, they're both rabbinic because because this is a pile and this is a flower pot without a hole. I'll mix the two." And he can't because this is on a higher level because this is chayav b'deraisa. So it's the same kind of kasha. You'll mix things of different levels because you get confused here. It's chayav biblically, patur rabbinically, but then you made a pile out of it. So it becomes chayav rabbinically. In your mind, I was patur, now I'm chayav, so I'll mix it with something that is chayav rabbinically, like a flower pot that doesn't have a hole. So Darash, I'm atashein and akabalav, or you'll take from a flower pot without a hole on this, so I'll tevo. Mimtaimar, period. That's the Gemara's concept. The Gemara's answer is, we'd rather take our chances with that than take our chances with undermining hefker. Ask a simple kasha. If you tell him he's pater rabbinically and chayav biblically, he won't take meiser. I'm pater rabbinically. Why don't you only ask this question? It's a much simpler question. If you tell the guy, biblically you're chayav, rabbinically he's pater. He said, listen, the rabbi said, I'm pater. Why aren't you afraid he won't take meiser at all? That would have been a much simpler question. Kibush l'savar shu hefker. Tirush rabbeinu nesanu, the holy kasha way. That's not a kasha. Then he's an ifse hefker haba, even though it's hefker. Legara mi leka chikha peya shasan gairin. It's no different than when an ani picks up leka chikha peya. Those are the three things an ani can take. Leka is what falls down when you harvest. Chikha is what you forget. Peya is the corners. That shasan gairin, if he makes it a pile, shahutfu, lemaiser. Umistamba isamem gairin. Mistamba, from hefker, you're going to make a gairin. You got a whole field. Right. So we're not afraid he won't take Meiser. We're afraid he'll take Meiser from this on something else. And this is a different level. It's Chayav Midaraisa. It's Pata Midrabanan. Ranuchi of Drabanan. He'll get all confused and mix things together. The answer is, we'd rather take our chances with that than take our chances in undermining Hefka. Now the rest, I said another time before that he's totally Pata. Second shot in the rush of the Amud Aleph was that once Rabbanan came along, they took it away from him. He's totally butter. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Zaktaisa the rush ulahach perish sheperashti to the Reb Yaisi nami patam na maisa legamri from the hefker bez and hefker igal lefarish mitayich shiyadeh shein the hefker Amud Rabbanan igal lemeches shema yasim men al atzis nakav matzis nakav olaf. The upshot would be, you're right, he's totally butter. But in his mind, he says, am I not chayav biblically? And he'll think, I'm chayav biblically, and take meiser on something that's chayav biblically. Even though he's not chayav, because Rabbanan took it away from him. He's scot-free. But in his mind, he's all confused. I'm chayav biblically, I'm butter rabbinically, I do have to give meiser, I don't have to give meiser. Why aren't we afraid of that? So the rest saying the clash is twofold. If you hold he's chayav biblically, and he remains chayav biblically, so then we're afraid he'll mix it with something that's on a lesser scale or a greater scale and take meiser from one or the other. If you learn he's taka pater completely, but in his mind, he thinks he's chayav biblically. He doesn't get that Rabbanan absolved him completely. And he might mix it with something else.
Where did he get it?
Why didn't he get it? Because he's from Guy, and he knows he's high biblically, so he thinks that Chiyuv is still there.
Why didn't
I have
to do it?
Again, I'm just telling you what the rest of the Gatchas. Okay. And for the Gemara, the Yisrael Eilu Hachamim Chashash Be'in Yazeb, Sheshlonka Shishtam Shetakach Tayyash Hefker. The Rabbanim were more worried about the fact that Hefker can be forgotten. Meaning, you're right. It is a problem. We're telling him not to mix it with anything else. He might. I'd rather worry about undermining Hefker than worry about this problem. That's what the rest says. I'd rather worry about the problem of undermining Hefker than I'm worried about them mixing the mice. That's the right shot in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was, this guy is totally confused. This grain is in a very interesting state. According to the first shot of the Rush, it's high biblically, punter rabbinically, but he made a pile. So he's going to say, oh, it's rabbinic. And he's going to use it on other stuff that's high rabbinic. And the answer is, and he's not, it's not the same level, but here it's high biblically. So the answer is, same answer we get at. The second shot in the Rush is, he's totally punter. But this man is totally confused. He's told it's high biblically, punter rabbinically, so you're punter. He's going to go take Meister. He doesn't want to get stuck not doing a mitzvah. He's going to do it in something else. So he tells him, you want to be from, take Meister, take Meister, Meister. Either the fear, I'd rather worry about undermining Hefker than worry about this fear. Now, Zuck the Rush. There's another gear to this. This is the Gemara. This is the end, in fact, of the hard Gemara. This is it. The rest of the Gemara goes easy now, but this is the end of the hard Gemara, pretty much. Now, the Rush says there's another gear to the Gemara. The other gear to the Gemara is you're going back to Yahi. I'm turning back to the Gemara I started before, and I'm going to learn it according to this new Gersa in the Rush.
You have this Rush?
We're going to have it. I'd rather read the Gemara first and then read the Rush. What? Yahi, fourth line from the bottom, and the Dalit Amud Aleph. The Gemara does not know yet, according to this Gersa in the Rush, the whole thing with cheaters, which the Rush spoke out in the Amud Beis, which is the way we understood it to begin with. But the Rush in this Gersa say, the Gemara never said it. I said it, but the Gemara never said it yet. But when we learned it right away, we said, why did they make this 3-day takana? Because of the cheaters. We said it. The Brisa never said it. So according to this Gersa in the Rush, the Gemara is now speaking out what we knew at the beginning. Why did Rabbanan make this takana? Why did Rabbanan say you can't change your mind for 3 days? In Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbanan said, biblically speaking, Hefker is Hefker. For 3 days, we're not letting you, letting you change your mind. And we're changing the Tzchiya rules, or we're not letting you reacquire it for 3 days, whatever way you want to learn. Why did they do this? Leave things alone. Now, we answered that question when we learned it, but the Gemara never spoke it out. So this gear is saying the Gemara is asking that question now. I'm a rabbit, now I'm a Ramoyim, to prevent cheaters, the Mafkur of the Hundred Boy. Ava Duraisa, Havi Hefker. Not why Havi Hefker. Ava Duraisa, Havi Hefker. Because now we're going to Rabbanon. Going to Rabbanon, it's Hefker right away, Duraisa. So it's the same Gemara. The same Gemara with a twist. It's a kashin to Rabbanon. Why did Rabbanon make this takana? The answer may remind, but it cannot be biblically a tefker. Zuck the Rush. The yes, Svarim Garsim, will Rabbanon, I feel the Miyam Risha Levi Hefker. Why make this takana?
Where is the Rush now?
It's the middle of the Rush to Amina Lay. It says the yes, Svarim. Amud Beis. We've been in the Amud Al, we would have learned it already. It's right after he finishes explaining the answer.
Okay.
But yes, Svarim Garson, the middle of a Rush.
That one?
I have no idea because I have a different print than you.
Similar.
Fine line.
You got it.
See me, it's in the bad lines. V'yesh v'arim garzin, u'l'rabbanan afilu miyayim rishin la'vi hefker. L'u'la, the mukilak rabbanan, medina la'alta av hefker, afilu miyayim rishin nami. Why did they make this takana? The answer is, Meremoim, because sin and Abed Araisa have Efker. And then the same Gemara Kasha. We might confuse it with other things. The answer is, we're more worried about Ramoim than we heard about that. But Duma Azir Azir, Betayf Slaisha, who Savit Shechayv Lamaisim and Atayr Rabbi Yavel Aisim Makabach Haralov. And the answer is, we're more worried about the Ramoim than we're worried about that. It's the same Gemara with one word change. Instead of Midaraisa Loi Havi Efker, it's Midaraisa Havi Efker. And it's going into Rabbanan, and it's explaining what we knew all along. What we knew all along, but the Gemara had never spoken out. So there's two ways to learn the Gemara. Either the question was in Rabbi Yaisi, why did Rabbanan differentiate between 3 days and after 3 days? If you're going to make the Takana, make it. The Gemara answered because of Ramon. Or the question was in Rabbanan. Why did you make the Takana to begin with? Leave it alone. The answer is Meremoim. Okay, we're moving on to the next Gemara.
As
much as he gets.
In other words, he can take a year's supply?
If he gets it. I mean, let's be realistic. The guy who has pay is leaving a 60th of his field. Wherever his field size is. Pay is 1/60th. So he's leaving a 60th. He has a huge field. It's a huge amount. Then there's leket, the stuff that drops when he's harvesting it. Then there's the shikha, the bundles he forgets in the field. Then there's, I don't know how many aniyim live there. If it's in Solon, you assume there's few aniyim. If it's in East Cleveland, you assume there's a lot of aniyim. Right? So you don't know how many aniyim are showing up to the field. The more aniyim, the less everybody gets. The less on him, the more everybody gets. No. I mean, they ate, but we don't get about Pashtas, no.
He's the only on end. There's a lot of left.
She makes a lot of left. She makes a
pile after pile.
A pile after pile. Okay. Ruth went behind the kitchen, and she picked up the leket.
That's what I always think about that. She's only there. She goes every day.
She went. I'm sure others came along, too. She wasn't the only on in the field.
There's no limit.
No limit. The limit is how much there is. How many aniyim there are. And the Mishnah says a person's mechuyev to open it up at least 3 times a day. The machlokes gives him he can open up more. In the morning, for the ladies who nurse, what? Make his field available. The machlokes gives him that's a minimum or a maximum.
They can't go whenever they want.
That's a machlokes. Because he has to make it available for different 3 types of people. The people that make it there can only come early in the morning. Women who nurse, who take care of children, have to go early in the morning before the kids wake up, and they have to take care of them. In the middle of the day, it's for the average young adult, and at night, it's for the skenim, who take a long time getting there. And we have to have it for them. That's what the Mishnah says. So one Malyama says it's a minimum, one Malyama learns it's a maximum. That's what it talks about there. Because you have to understand, you can look at it 2 ways. If you're open all day, by the time the skenim get there, there's nothing to pick. The cults gain him in that one. The mushes they're called. The Marba Matia calls them then the mushes. That's to get my right. Makes sense. So now we ask a question on the Madhyam and it says it goes like Rabbi Yaisi. Hamafkir is Karmai. Somebody makes his Hefker his Karam. Now, usually, if you make your Karam Hefker, there's no Chi of Leket, there's no Chi of Shikha, there's no Chi of Peya. There's no chi, parrot is by instead of pay, it has a different name by a tree, by kerem. No chi of meister, somebody comes and zaychem in a hefker, it says, no matnas aniyim, he's putter across the board. Doesn't have to give anything to the poor. What?
It's hefker.
And somebody else came and took it. Putter from all matnas aniyim.
You
don't have to give anything. There's maisa which you give to a lady.
Right, it's just like you have to give anything.
It's not just like, it's the Torah patted him. Okay, but we're going to see there's going to be a difference in a minute. Ulishachar Amar Ubatzrai. And in the morning, he got up and he reacquired the field. The original owner reacquired the field, which is legal. No takanas yet. We're talking biblically. Chayev beperet uba'ilos abishikha. He's chayev in the things you're chayev on a vineyard, which means leket. Peret means what falls down when you pick it. Idolites are the grapes that grow not in clusters. They grow individually. That becomes a matnas hanim. And he forgets to harvest them. Ubepeya. He's chayev in those things because he reacquired the field. Upata
mena meiser.
Harvest. He harvested it.
So that means he was koneh?
Yes. Yes. No. Yes.
Okay.
End of story. Yes. He was rekindled and he's harvesting it. So he's chayev in the four matnas hanim and he's patur mina meiser. Again, hefker is patur mina meiser. But if you reacquire it, you're patur mina meiser but chayev in everything else. That's why I didn't want to make the connection that you made.
But before we learned this, last week we said if somebody, if he himself acquires it, then alpi Torah, is he a chayev meiser?
No.
Yeah,
that's what we said. But we forget the Rabbana. We're talking Duraisa now. We're talking Duraisa now.
Duraisa is
now just what I said. But he's chayev in the other four things. That means there's no connection between the two. And the reason for it is that the Torah, many other things, wrote the word tazayv, two times. Since the Torah wrote it twice, the Torah wants a new owner, not the same owner again. That's the only time you're parted from it, is if there's a new owner, not the same old owner. By Meister, the Torah did not write it twice. Therefore, even if you're the same owner, you're parted by Meister. That's the reason for the difference. There is Hakasav. The Torah wanted more from a... for Lekachikapeya... I'm sorry, whatever it was, parrot, idolist, shikha, peya, in a vineyard that it wanted from Meiser. The time is there is a katzav. Truth is the same in a field, not only in a vineyard. If you reacquire your field, you're chayiv in matnas hanim. You're patam in a Meiser. That's what it said. Now, bishloim in the ula, now we're trying to figure out the pshat. What happened to the takana? What's going on over here? So Mishlaim is Ula, Drabbanan, K'tani La, Deraisa, K'tani La. Mishlaim, according to Ula, this is Drabbanan talking, that Hefker is really Hefker right away. And we're talking about before the Takana. Before there was a Takana of not changing your mind, that you're allowed to change your mind for 3 days, right? And that you either can't reacquire it the regular way, or you can't reacquire it yourself. Before that Takana, biblically, this is the Halacha. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. The biblical halacha. You can change your mind. I'm sorry, you can reacquire. And you're putter from Meiser. And Chayev is a matnas haniyim, the four matnas haniyim they're called. The presents to the poor. Elul Rish Lakish, we're assuming that this is also going like Rabbi Yaisi. And if it's going like Rabbi Yaisi, right? If it's going like Rabbi Yaisi, right? You can't reacquire. Or... you can't reacquire the regular way. This Mishnah seems to say you can. So how can you go like Rabbi Yaisi? Am I Patam and Amaiser? Why are you Patam and Amaiser? You're only changing your mind. You can't reacquire. Remember we said one Russian chat is that you can't reacquire at all. The other Russian chat is that you can't reacquire the regular way. So why is it Patam and Amaiser? You're changing your mind. If you're getting up the next morning and doing it, that means you change your mind. Amar Lach. What don't you understand? What happened the next morning? What did the guy do?
Changed his mind.
Then he's chayav meiser. So why did it say it's platam and meiser? According to Yaisi, you can change your mind. Right away. Biblically, you can change your mind.
Not after.
What? Exactly. Terry Tidjil told me he reacquired it. First of all, going to one side of the Rush, which is the Rush points out here, you can't reacquire it. The Rush we never had. Going to the other side, it's not so simple to reacquire, right? But either way, you can't reacquire. or difficult. The Braisa seems to say you can reacquire and be possible of Amaita. Zog to Gemara, very simple teret. Zog to Shlachis, who said this has to go like Rabbi Yaisi? Because I said one's going like Rabbi Yaisi, the other has to go like Rabbi Yaisi. Gee, I'm another Rabbi Yaisi. I'm Rabbanani. You based a question because you're assuming since I said one's Rabbi Yaisi, everything is Rabbi Yaisi. I never said everything in the Mishnayos is Rabbi Yaisi. I said one right is Rabbi Yaisi. This is Rabbanan. Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush, we're understanding that he changed his mind. Dr. Rush, remember my other pshat, which we don't have, that said you can't reacquire it, the guy can't reacquire it? That's even better. Then you can't even say he reacquired it. See, one shot, he could reacquire it. So you have to say that he didn't reacquire it, he changed his mind, because it's very difficult to reacquire. The second shot was much better, Dr. Rush. I said that you can't reacquire it. Now, that's why I said we never had that rush. But the rush said, my other shot, which we never had. I spoke it out, but we never had it. Chaya b'lega chikrapeya. Lava gav de hefka pata mikaleilu v'perik ha'gez l'kama. Doshina tazav yisera l'chaya b'hefka kihai. Even though normally hefkers putter from all these things, but the Torah wrote an extra tazayv to say he's chayiv. Upatim and amaitzik is in hefker. So Mishnah and Ula duki lebraisa krabbanon hachnami krabbanon upatim and amaitzik midraisa. El Rishlak is the book hachnal krabbiaisi hachnami krabbiaisi. But my patim and amaitzik. Halei have the hefker to ask the Lushu. It's not hefker. The time after Rash says, "Lishni the Amar Ubatru the Shem Tzchia." Maybe he reacquired it. Or Miftafil the Rabbi Yitzi, because I remember says Zaka by Ben Hu Ben Acharei Yochel Achzabai. Zok to Rash two answers. His first answer is Yeshleimar the Eli Shem Tzchia Hayipatin Ami Ben Apeya. The Taz of Yisera LeMahani LeChay B'Chay Gavna Elish Eichas Shechayze by Mavkerer Meloi B'Tayres Chia. So the Rush wants to say something that he dismisses in a second. He wants to say that according to Rabbi Yaisi, if you reacquire, you're no different than anybody else. And that extra tazayv wouldn't apply to you. That extra tazayv means if you change your mind. Dr. Rush, I hear it's not true, actually. I don't need a pasuk to say that if you change your mind, you're chayav. If you change your mind, you're chayav in everything. But according to my second shot, that he can't reacquire, so it's simple that he can't reacquire. The first shot has a difficulty, because he does have a harder way to reacquire, but it's technically possible. So direct my second shot works perfectly. The guy can't reacquire. That was, again, referring to a second shot that he never told us. This is going like Rebbe. If you want, let's go back all the way to the Shita of Rebbe Yechanan. Remember Rebbe Yechanan told us that Rebbe Yaisi holds that if you make something hefker, it's not really hefker until the guy picks it up? Now Gemara changes its mind. There's two levels of hefker. It's two levels of hefker. A guy who makes it hefker in front of two, that's when he can change his mind. That's when Rabbi Yaisi says it's really not his. It's still his. That's the case in the Mishnah. He's going in the road, and the guy who can't have a nor from him is there, and he wants to make it hefker. There's nobody around. The most, there's two people, him and somebody else. That's the kind of hefker that's not really hefker. But if you make it hefker in front of three, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, that's real hefker. That you can't change your mind from. Meaning we just changed Rabbi Yaisi. Now Rabbi Yaisi doesn't mean any hefker you can change your mind. It depends how many people were there. If three people were there, you can't change your mind. Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbanan don't argue. They're arguing when you make hefker in front of two. Is that a real hefker? Or is that a type of hefker you can change your mind until somebody picks it up? A whole new look. Then for this whole brisa with changing your mind, all that. No, Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbanan. That's in front of three. They all agree. All these cases, they're in front of three. Rabbi Yaitzi is no different than the Rabbanan. In our Mishnah, there weren't three people there. That's when Rabbi Yaitzi said he can't do it because he still belongs to him. The Amar, Rabbi Yechim, and Rabbi Timmy be a tzaddik. Call Amavka, but they shloish, have a hefka, but they shnaim, lay have a hefka. He said, hefka needs three. In front of two, it's not really hefka, biblically. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yaitzi says you can change your mind. If it's true of Malevi, Amar, Vartai, Rabbi Lebechad, have a hefka. My time I'm Bishleisha, they said Echaz, Echaz, Shnaim, Ezem. Rabbi Shua Malevi says it's not true. Hefka works with one. The only reason we tell you to have three is that people are going to say, who said you made it hefker? Who are you? We don't believe you. So we want three people there so one people can make it hefker. One can acquire it. He's right there. And two can testify. So we want people to be able to testify that the guy got it legally. That's all. Really, you don't need three. So Rabbi Yechon has said, that in front of two, it's not hefker. That's the case. So Rabbi Yechon says, you can change your mind in front of two. Zakhtarash, Ibai Sayma the Afghan Babitray, the Hati Shabak Rabyasi. How the Kamer Masnisala have a Hefka Dasi Yajaika. Hani Mili Babitray, that's in front of two. Avo Babi Klasa, Kivan Dabi Hefkar, Hefka before Sub, by Rabyasi, the Yatsumishusa, Baba Hefka, Patamana Maisa. Then Rabyasi doesn't argue with Rabbana. The Hashka Dasis Lahaki, Bryson Leo, Matsiluk Makrabyasi, the Afghan Babi Klasa. There's no argument with Yaisin Drabbanon when there's three. The race of Meramoyim, exactly like Drabbanon. Now, the whole sugya we had in the middle with Yaisin Drabbanon just was evaporated. When there's three, there's no machlokes. What? Much easier to deal with. The Amr of Yaisin Drabbanon, Amr Krishna, Amr Bevka, Lein Yezeshla, Yugal Amzabai. When we say two is not hefka means he can still change his mind. It's a great shot. But the Maisa, we see the words here in front of two, Loi Havi Hefker. So you're telling me now, it's not real Hefker. Somebody can pick it up and keep it, but the guy can change his mind. The listener will have a Hefker, Maisa, and Hefker, Klau. That doesn't really sound in the words, in front of two, it's not Hefker. You're telling me now in front of two it is Hefker, but a different level of Hefker. He can still change his mind. Did that the word Loi Havi Hefker mean? And the Rashi says, I think so. We have a bunch of the fruit that Hefker about betrayed, doesn't have Hefker Klau, have an Icha. If you want to say it's not Hefker at all, that would be a good shot. And we're saying now that Enochinami, the case in the Mishnah is there's no three, so it's not Hefker. Not that he can change his mind. Rabbi Yaitzi never holds you can change your mind. Rabbi Yaitzi holds, you make it Hefker, you can't change your mind. But there's no three, it's not Hefker. That's why the guy can't take it. A whole new shot. Not that in front of two you can, it's Hefker, but you can change your mind. In front of two, it's not Hefker. Period. End of story. So therefore in our Mishnah, it's not Hefker. And the cases have been prices where there were three. Two is zero. Unlike that way I explained it, which is two is enough hefker that somebody can take it, but you can change your mind. Like the Rashi, that's not the words Le'avi hefker mean. Therefore he says, the Gemara is changing its mind. It's a whole new shot. You can never change your mind, according to Rabbi Yaitzi. No difference two or none or zero. It means it's not hefker at all. Therefore in the case of the Mishnah, there were no three, so you can't change it. It's not hefker. Dr. Rush, we're changing our mind. We said to Rabbi Yaitzi, hold, you can change your mind. Dr. Rush, it's a much easier shot to say. Now the Gemara is answering now, Rabbi Yaitzi never said you can change your mind from Hefker. There's no such thing. Hefker is Hefker. But in front of two, it's not Hefker. So when you're on the road with somebody, he can't have an arm from you, you can't make it Hefker, because there's no three people here. Look, the rest is a slight problem. Rabbi Yochanan did say the part about changing your mind, and now you're just like deleting Rabbi Yochanan. The Mio Kasha, Dr. Rush, it is fair. Rabbi Yochanan Gufay Parish time in Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan told us to change your mind, and the way you're learning now is Rabbi Yochanan never said it, because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said in front of two, it's not Hefker. You can say one answer wasn't going to his own opinion, and one answer is his own, is Rebbe's opinion. He himself holds that there's the change of mind. His Rebbe said, Layavi Hefker. When we quoted this, Rabbi Yechim Meshum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzadok, that was his Rebbe. He himself holds, like he held before, that too you can change your mind. He says here the words, Layavi Hefker, that was his Rebbe. Rabbi Shul Malevi, the Amar Dwar Torah Afil Lebech Rabbi Hefker, the Sphere Lake Rabbanon, the La'alter Yatsim Rishos Hefker. Now we're skipping from the words Harav El-Ozim Emits Pirish, where he's going to say a whole new shot in the Gemara. We're skipping to the last few lines of the Rush. Hamavkir B'fnei Beis Le'avi Hefker. It's like, I have it three lines in the bottom, but I don't know where everybody says it. All the way down. Hamavkir B'fnei Beis Le'avi Hefker La'alter. Dvar Taira B'echad Avi Hefker La'alter Karabonon. Umatam Amru B'gimel. Because we tell him to have three there, he's not going to do it. Because the last thing he needs is to be mafkut, and one guy will grab it right away. You don't even need one there. You can make it hefkut without anybody there. But the Rabbanan said you can't. But biblically speaking, you can make something hefker. My nafkamina. Halacha is, on Shabbos, there's a shita in the Gemara in Shabbos that your kalim can't work on Shabbos. Beishamai shita. Your kalim or your animal can't work on Shabbos. Everybody agrees about your animal. There's a machlokes about your kalim. So here is your keli doing work on Shabbos. Your pot is cooking. The trellant on the fire. According to Meishamai, that's answer. Your animal is by a guy who's working with it. It's your animal. You can't work with your animal on Shabbos. What do you do? Make it hefker. But somebody's going to come and steal your chont. Not going to steal. So you make it hefker by yourself. You go into a room, say, I'm being mafker my pot of chont. I'm mafker my animal. Nobody's there. What? Terry says, biblically it works. For Shabbos, we said that's good enough.
No,
we don't pass like Bishamay about our chones. And your animal is not working anyway, so don't worry about it.
I worry about
man. Right. We pass in Shvitas Kalim, it's not us, sir. There's no Isser working with your pot. It's Bishamay Shita.
Shvitas Behemoths, animals are Achayos.
That's a pot.
Shvitas Kalim.
That's how we passed him. But Beishamai said it's also Shvitas Kalim. So the Gemara and Shabbos asked, so how do you have your chon cooking? So the Gemara, you make it hefker.
That's
what he said. Well, then I'm going to say Atzmai. So I said that. He'll give Beishabbos, Yohu la'avki kelev, shal yavra Shvitas Kalim. B'chein behemtoy, m'shi lai v'kicham l'shi l'kayim ha'shabbos, ha'fil l'bein l'bein Atzmai. That's ba'alokhi l'maisa. We passed that. If your animal is working by a guy, be mafker. We don't have animals working by guys, not the gayos. But we don't pass them like Beishamah. We pass them in Shvitas Kalim, it's okay. Your pot can cook in the jump. Kaira says, but I have to think of that other one with Bemtecha. That's the fairish, Bemtecha.
That's not part of the Kalim.
Right, it's not. Beishamah says Shvitas Kalim is us, sir. Fine. This is the end of the Har Gemara. Hagma Loch Ein Bein Hamuzer. And I assume nobody has the second Chelik yet, except what you do. Very good. Very good.
Is that spelled out in the
Torah? It's a Machlokes Masechta Shabbos. It doesn't happen. See, I'm going to say it. When the Rush quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, he's not quoting you the whole sugya there.
Yeah.
So you have to learn Shabbos. You'll find out why Bishamai holds the answer.
We have Shabbos.
The Hema,
I know that.
That's a derisive.
But Shvitas Kalim is...
I have no idea. I don't remember where Bishamai learns it out. We don't pass like Bishamai.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes. You don't have to make your chon pot hefker every Friday. By the way, in the according to Bishamai, everybody made their chon pot hefker. So it wasn't such a secret. So if you make a good chon, somebody neighbor might come and take it. It's hefker. He knows it's hefker. He made his own pot chon hefker. He likes your chon better. You like Davis and Schultz, you all get the Davis and take their junk. They made it happen.
We don't pass. I find the stories where the rabbi of a small shtetl, they would bring all the junk to the bakery for Shabbos, and he would mix them up, and he would give to everybody.
Never heard of that before.
Never heard that.
I heard that they brought it to the bakery, and the bakery had a big oven, and they put their junk in the bakery's oven, and how they got it home was a big shiloh and halacha. I never heard that the rabbi mixed it up. He had more important things to do than mix junk.
It was a name, that's all.
I'm not saying that. No, it doesn't do that either, but that's they don't have ovens at home.
No, but that's why I heard the story.
That's the Mishnah.
Did you see someone working at someone's house dishes? Or they're doing their lawn or something? Did you ever hear the story to say?
You? On your house? Are you the world's enforcer?
I'm just asking.
I mean, who are you giving tachaka to? Is it a guy?
I'm saying it.
Tell the worker to go away.
What?
You tell the worker to go away.
How can I tell the worker to go away? Not working for me.
Because the owner wouldn't want this to be happening.
It's a code of the owner. I mean, again, the owner is willing to chase them away. I never forget. I warned them in camp that when they built the new building they were building, nobody's allowed to work on Shabbos. So they listened to me. 1 week I was there and the kids weren't there yet. The Shabbos before the kids showed up. I look and there's the guy. So I started walking to the building. He ran as fast as he could because he saw me coming. I had warned him not to work on Shabbos. He came. He figured he'll get something done on Shabbos. As soon as he saw me coming, he ran. He drove away. That was the end of that. Sunday, I gave it to him over the head. I know, Rabbi, I know, I thought, you know.
He's a contractor that has to...
Over the target doesn't work.
The building was it.
In camp. Now, there's a story, I have to end with this story. It's a Neuritic Meiser. When Meis Rosenberg, Zichrono Livracha, bought Unger's, he put in a new cooling system on top of the roof. That happened a few weeks before Shavuos. And Shavuos day, the truck of the cooling system drove up. The guy climbed on top to check his cooling system. The rumor went around town. He told me the story. The rumor went around town that the new owner is not from. He had a guy come on Shabbos and work on his cooling system. So came Yishu Chag. Nobody came in to buy bread. Not from. So Shmuyakov Man walked in. Not the young Shmuyagaman, the older Shmuyagaman. Somebody shows him because I don't know what to do. Nobody is coming in. They say, somebody told me that I was Machao Yamtav, I had a guy come work here. But it's not true. I never told the guy to come. So Shmuyagam told him, listen, the only one that can help you is Rav Gifter. So he went to Rav Gifter. He went to Rav Gifter. He told him the story. So Rav Gifter said, give me the name of the cooling system guy. He gave him the number. Rav Gifter called him up. So did he tell you to come? He said, no, I happened to be driving by. I figured I'd check on my cooling system. The next morning, at 8:30, the gifter came in with Schubert Spiro. And they walked in and said, let me see what pastry I want to buy. He made a big to-do that he's in the store at Unger's. He came with Schubert Spiro, and they came and they bought pastries and bread. And the room went around, the gifter said, it's okay. So that was the end of that.
The Rav Gifter biography said he did it for a week.
That I don't know. Mike Rosenberg told me that Rav Gifter said his business. He told me.